WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic coach. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train full of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and all those what-ifs start swirling around? Or maybe it's that inner critic constantly reminding you of every perceived failure. Well, my friends, guess what? We've all been there. But the good news is, we don't have to let negativity run the show. That's why today, on the Stoic Mind Gym, we're tackling how to overcome those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Think of it like this. Our minds are like gardens. Sometimes, weeds take over anxieties, frustrations, self-doubt that can grow wild if we let them. But with the right tools and mindset, we can cultivate a flourishing garden of positive thoughts and emotions. That's what Stoicism is all about, training your mind to be strong, resilient, and focused on what truly matters. So, how do we become those badass mental gardeners? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weed out negativity and plant seeds of positivity. First, recognize those negative thoughts. Seriously, just acknowledge them. Don't fight them or try to ignore them, simply observe them as passing clouds in your mental sky. Remember, thoughts are not facts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Think about it like a news headline, often sensationalized and designed to grab attention. Second, challenge those negative thought patterns. Once you've identified those troublesome thoughts, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this belief? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, we get caught up in distorted thinking, exaggerating problems, or assuming the worst. By questioning these assumptions, you can start to shift your perspective. Third, focus on what you can control. Stoicism teaches us that we have very little control over external events, but we have complete control over our reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, channel your energy into what you can control: your actions, your attitude, and your choices. Remember, you're the captain of your own ship. Fourth, practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a delicious meal, a supportive friend, or simply the warmth of the sun on your skin. By focusing on what you're thankful for, you shift your mindset towards positivity. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all have off days, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over negative thoughts. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing these strategies and you'll gradually cultivate a more positive and resilient mind. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines looming, emails flooding your inbox. Suddenly, your inner critic chimes in, you're not good enough, or this is way too much pressure. Now, imagine instead of letting those thoughts take over, you pause for a second. You recognize them as just thoughts, not facts. Then you take a deep breath, remind yourself of past successes, and focus on the tasks within your control. Maybe you even jot down 3 things you're grateful for: a supportive colleague, a challenging project that pushes you to grow, or even just a good cup of coffee. By applying these stoic principles in real time, you can turn that potentially stressful situation into a chance to practice mental resilience. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to overcome those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Remember, cultivating a positive mindset is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort, but the rewards are worth it. By practicing these techniques daily, you'll be well on your way to creating a more resilient, joyful, and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the stoic love. And as always, keep training that mind gym. You got this. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.